Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. So the kids are back in school, and that means that you as a mom are probably trying to get more organized. You want your kids to get up and do what they need to do and be ready for the day, and then at night to help clean up a bit and do their chores so things flow smoothly. And you don't want to get stuck doing everything around the house, feeling like the maid. So we set up kids' chore charts, right? And we try to get them motivated, and more often than not, they fall by the wayside. Well, for the past 5 years, I've had my kids on a system that we've stuck with. And I've heard a lot of moms complaining about not being able to stick with theirs. So I thought I would just share what's working for me. So you can grab that. It's at jenriday.com/chore chart. It's instructions and a video and an actual chore chart you can print explaining exactly how we set it up in a way that my husband can manage it. My kids get what's going on with minimal involvement from me. I'm there to praise. I'm there to give the reward. It works. The fact is, we humans are animals, and animals thrive on rewards. Animals are way more likely to perform a behavior if there is a reward afterwards. And this works for us as adults, for sure. I'm way more likely to want to do something if I'm getting positivity and praise. But if I'm getting criticism, I dig in my heels and I don't want to do it. So we've got to shift our setup to be, you know, all about rewards and praise. And some moms, you know, dig in and say, no, no, no. Why should I bribe? They should just do it. Well, if your kids are anything like mine, they get us to a certain age and they don't just do it. And you're reminding and you're nagging. And so I want to help you have a smoother school year. So that's why I created the kids' chore chart. So grab yours with the instructions and the video. That's at jenriday.com/chore chart. This is our system that we've used for 5 years, and I hope you like it. Once you get it, I would love for you to send me an email message or a Facebook message. Tell me how it's going. And if you're having any struggles, any successes, I would love to hear about it. So today for our happy bit, I just want to share my gratitude for all of you. I was sitting in church today and staring at the women there with their children. And I sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting still and feeling calm, I can just feel so much love and gratitude for what women do. You are busy with your kids and busy with your households and busy with work and hobbies and all those things you want to do, and you're doing and achieving and striving. And sometimes it gets really hard and you feel down on yourself and you feel like you're not good enough. And I want to say to you, you are good enough. You're absolutely amazing. And I want you to feel the virtual hug I'm sending you right now, and a pat on the back, and the words that you are absolutely amazing and beautiful and strong, and you are rocking it. Take a moment now and smile and soak in those words. And that is my happy bit today. Soak in all the good things you're doing. Celebrate them. Feel proud of them. You are a rock star. I'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenriday.com.